Okay, who is your neighbor?
Just like you are my neighbor, right?
Come on, yes.
Just like you are my neighbor.
Yes.
Thank you very much, my sister, for coming through, eh?
Okay, I just wanted to say hi. It's my first time to call.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Like our Facebook page, Radio Christian Voice, and stay up to date with our live shows, preaching programs, and news updates. Radio Christian Voice.
Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Green Party disagrees with allocation of larger gold mining portions to investors. PF accused government of using ECZ top set of political scores. And world's oldest president to seek a term. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has criticized government's decision to allocate larger portions of gold mining rights to investors, calling it unfair and counterproductive. This follows an announcement by the Ministry of Mines indicating plans to collaborate with larger-scale investors to boost gold mining operations in Zambia. But speaking in an interview with RCV News on the Saturday, Mr. Sinkamba said government should have instead opted for an equal distribution of mining rights between cooperatives and investors to promote job creation and economic empowerment. The decision by the government is wrong, as cooperatives should have been given a 50% share so that they too can benefit, said Mr. Sinkamba. He cited the Mufumbwe gold mining site as a missed opportunity, arguing that government should have conducted a comprehensive survey to identify local miners who discovered the site and make them shareholders as a form of empowerment. Mr. Sinkamba warned that such decisions will continue to impoverish Zambia while enriching foreign countries.
50% shares should belong to those people. Well, 50% can now come to belong to the foreigner. And at the end of the day, it is going to benefit the people. How do you throw out people? You grab whatever God they had gotten, and then you say, oh, in future what we will do is this. No, you don't do things like that. You are giving away wealth of the nation to foreigners, and you impoverish your own people. That's not right. Don't support it.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZEXA, says it will soon lift the suspension on a number of packaged water brands that were temporarily banned earlier this year following suspicions of contamination and unauthorized distribution. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZEXA Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hachoga confirmed that after thorough laboratory analysis, some of the affected water brands have met the necessary safety standards and will be cleared for sale to the public. In May this year, ZEXA restricted 113 cases of packaged drinking water in Dola and Kitwe valued at 7,475 kwacha, as these products were being supplied without the authority of the agency in violation of the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017, said Mr. Hachoga. Mr. Hachoga said that laboratory tests were conducted to assess the quality and safety of the products, and the agency can confirm that some samples have passed the key parameters required for market distribution and are deemed safe for human consumption. He, however, said the agency has maintained the suspension of other brands that failed to meet the standards, warning that they could pose a risk to public health if allowed on the market. Mr. Achoka has since advised the public to always look out for the Zigzag mark of conformity on packaged products and to report any suspicions brands to its offices across the country. He further indicated that the suspension and subsequent testing follow the agency's continued enforcement efforts aimed at curbing the supply of substandard and potentially hazardous goods.
We restricted those products, and the reason why we restricted those products was that those particular brands of water were suspected to be contaminated, while others were supplied on the market without the authority of the agency, because we normally give the permit to supply on the market. So when you supply without our authority, you are doing it illegally, you are on your own, we will seize and destroy the product. So in this case of these restricted products, we got samples of those particular products, we took them to the labs where they were tested, and the results are now out. Some of the results show that some of these products have actually met the key parameters for them to be supplied on the market. In short, some of them are now safe.
Opposition Patriotic Front PF Faction Acting President Given Lubinda has described the decision by the Electoral Commission of Zambia to ban PF regalia during the Mfue by-election as unlawful. ECZ Director the NCP, which is an alliance with the Patriotic Front and other parties under the Tonse Alliance, to refrain from using PF regalia during the Mfue parliamentary by-election campaigns. But Mr. Lubinda said every Zambia has the right to freedom of expression, which includes the right to wear party regalia, even during a by-election. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Lubinda questioned whether ECZ derived the authority to impose such a ban. ECZ must respect the type of clothing people choose to wear during the Mfue by-elections, because party regalia has no bearing on the conduct of campaigns, said Mr. Lubinda. He accused the commission of being used to settle political scores, describing the move as an attack on democracy.
If the 10 of us want to wear PF regalia, we want to wear material with ECL's portrait, leave us alone. You have no right to stop us. It's our right to assemble in whatever form. You have no right to tell us what to wear and what not to wear. We know that the portrait of Edgar Chagwalungu gives some people sleepless nights. Endless court cases against the PF, intimidation against the PF, co-opting judges to rule against the PF.
The Patriotic Front PF has rejected claims that it poses a threat to national security and unity. This follows calls by Teji Teji's chief Chikaza Munyama for the deregistration of the PF, alleging that the party threatens national peace and cohesion. Reacting to the remarks, PF media director Edwin Lifwekolo expressed disappointment, saying such statements should not be coming from a traditional leader who is expected to promote peace and unity in the country's political landscape. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lifwekolo questioned how the PF could be seen as a threat to national security when the party has consistently maintained peace even during internal leadership disputes. A real threat to national security is the UPND, which has allowed Robert Chavinga to continue masquerading as PF president without holding a general conference, said Mr. Lifwekolo. He added that violence during elections has mostly been associated with the ruling party and not the PF. Mr. Lifwekolo further urged Chief Munyama to focus on his traditional leadership responsibility rather than directing government to deregister opposition parties.
PF has never threatened anyone. PF has been a peaceful party through its leadership and will continue to coexist as a disciplined party. This is the reason why most of our members are intact. Everywhere you go, members are intact. Even when the general by-elections are held, we all know what happens when by-elections are held. It's not that UPND is winning by-elections. We know that every time the by-election is held, polling agents are chased from the polling station. There's intimidation, there's violence. That's the only way they've been winning elections, through violence. So that is the political party that is afraid.
In African news, the world's oldest head of state, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, 92, has said he will run once more for re-election in October, aiming to extend